Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Another week of corona, another week of lockdown and social distancing, and another week of the uncertainty which drives the stress. And so we're all dealing with it. And if you're anything like me, you're feeling like this is an emotional roller coaster, right? We're up, we're down, we feel okay one day, the next day we hear some bad news, and then we go the other way. The fear comes back in, then we do something to alleviate it, but it's a constant struggle. So one of the things I was thinking about, you know, how do you deal with this? How do you lower stress at a time like this? And we talked about a lot of these, and they're all over the internet and you know, the news and everything else. And one certainly is exercise. We talked about meditation. We talk about taking breaks and finding a diversion like reading or television and finding things that are upbeat. And those are all important things. But I think that we've got to keep thinking about how we deal with things, right? Because it's never enough, right? We need more what I'll call mental hacks to get through this thing. How do we do it? And so one of those things I experienced over the weekend, my mother turned 83 over the weekend. And of course, we were social distancing, but I live about 15 minutes away from her. So we had her come to us, and my brother was kind enough to send some amazing food. We had stone crabs and key lime pie, and we just celebrated her. And what I realized is we weren't talking about corona. We weren't worrying about all these things. We were just enjoying each other. And so the thought is, you know, why not celebrate some of the wonderful people in your life? Right? No matter how you can do that, even if it means doing it, you know, over a Zoom call or over a telephone call or whatever it is, just really taking a step back and being thankful for and appreciating how wonderful people are. And I think about my mother, and I did a toast to her on a Zoom call with our entire family. She's the sweetest woman on the planet. She doesn't have a mean bone in her body. She's an eternal optimist. And yeah, we've all got our challenges in life, but like I just wanted to celebrate those things. And by simply going there, everything else tends to fall away. So this is a big deal, right? So find those things that you can to celebrate, and especially the people, and focus on that for a while. And then the other point I want to make too is the idea of having something to look forward to. And when my father was going through a rough time before his passing a couple of years back, I said that, you know, the reason he got to be, I think he lived to age 82. And the reason he got to 82, despite the fact of having a heart attack at age 34 and having all these challenges in life, no one ever thought he was going to make it. They didn't think he was going to make 35, forget 80, and he did it. And I'm convinced the reason he lived as long as he did is because he was one that always had something to look forward to in his life. Always had something. And the way he did it was he was an avid traveler, and he and my mother would go away several times a year, and he would always have a trip booked. And if he had a trip booked, he had something to look forward to. And in his mind, he had to live to make that trip. And I knew when the end was for him, because he didn't have anything. Literally, it was 6 months before he died. He had a cancer diagnosis, and we knew at this point that there really wasn't much hope for him. And I thought somehow he's going to figure out a way around this, and he's going to do it. But when I realized it wasn't going to happen was when he actually didn't have a trip planned. Right. That was it. And that's when I knew it was the end. And it actually wasn't 6 months. It was probably 3 months before he died, where he literally didn't have anything out there. So then he had nothing to look forward to. And of course, you know, I think you know how this ended. So this idea of having something to look forward to, and in our case, maybe it's something post corona. Put something out there. Plan a family reunion. Maybe it's 3 or 4 months in the future. Somewhere where you think it's realistic that you would be able to get together and without social distancing, or you'd be able to travel, or there's just something that you have out there that you can do. right? That would mean that the world has changed in a positive way and that we can do it. But having that thing, that glimmer of hope, something to look forward to keep your mind on when everything else is challenging is always great, because now we have a reason to keep going, a reason to look beyond this horrible illness and to move forward. And then the final piece I'll give you here in terms of just a hack to get yourself through this time is to find somebody that's in a more that's having a more difficult time than you are and trying to help them. And so we all know people. So for me, I look at my situation and I'm so thankful that, you know, I work for a Fortune 500 company and our business is actually going well relative to many others out there. And I feel like, all right, I'm in a relatively good place compared to others. And one of my best friends in the world is, you know, owns nightclubs. And his situation is far more difficult than mine in terms of where he is, right? He's got the personal liability of owning businesses. He's in a business that requires you to put a lot of people in a small place, which obviously is incredibly challenging given what's going on right now and probably will be challenging for months to come and maybe even years to come. And he's looking at that saying, you know, he's going up and down like the rest of us. But he's reinventing himself and he's learning. But one of the things that I'm doing is, you know, using some of my coaching skills to help him. I talk to him a couple of times a week. We go through what's going on. We play out different scenarios. But the one thing that happens as a result for me is I come off that call, right, not feeling, you know, in some cases trying to help. And you know, sometimes you get through, sometimes you don't. And then I look at my own life and I'm just so thankful that I'm in a situation that is not as difficult as the one he's in right now. And so having, and there's, by the way, there's always somebody that's having a more difficult time than you for whatever reason. So pouring your energy into helping them, right, working with them to get through their difficulty, or just being compassionate and lending an ear to them, will help put things in perspective for you and help alleviate maybe some of the stress that you're going through, because the stress then goes back to gratitude, which is where we started. So being appreciative for people around you and celebrating those wonderful people and having something to look forward to in life keeps you focused and can pull you out of difficult times. And then finally, finding other people that you can help, because we know that being in service to people raises our spirit. It helps everything and can put things in perspective for you. Those simple three things can make a profound difference in how you're facing things and how you're doing every day as a result of what's going on in the world. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on the other links to bring them to Apple or to Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, celebrate the wonderful people in your life. Make sure you have something to look forward to, so take action to set something up for the future. And look for people around you that are having a more difficult time than you are and help them. And if you do those three things, it'll make a profound impact in your life for the positive.